Newsnight, Friday at 6 and 10 on BBC America.
There's a war on for that White House over there. Both political parties say the other is trying to take it, not by winning the vote, but by stealing it. In fact, the Democrats say the Republicans have done it before.
You know, a lot of Europeans wonder, why are Americans so crazy? They keep reelecting this guy. Well, the answer is, we don't. You know, they keep stealing these elections. And they stole it in 2000. They stole it in 2004. And they're all set up to steal it again.
Now, the Republicans accused the Democrats of voter fraud on a massive scale.
Republicans charge that Democrats have registered as many as 5 million illegal aliens, fakes, felons, and fraudulent voters.
So the question is, are the Democrats stuffing the rolls with millions of bogus voters, or are the Republicans blocking millions of genuine voters?
The answer is buried somewhere out here.
This is no country for old men, or young ones for that matter. It's an economic ghost town.
This is the desert town of Las Vegas, the other one, Las Vegas, New Mexico, where they made the movie No Country for Old Men. For many people, work as extras on the film was the only work they had all year. Even the candidates for office are back on horseback to save gas. Odd thing, in elections earlier this year in New Mexico, 1 in 9 people who turned up at the polls found their names had simply vanished from the voter rolls.
I wasn't on the list, and I had to do one of those
papers. Provisional? Okay, yeah. Let me tell you, those lists came from the Secretary of State's office. The local clerk did not have anything to do with that.
What's going on here? We asked this man, County Elections Supervisor Pecos Paul Mays.
So people are losing their vote?
Yes. Because they're not on the voter rolls, you know.
Even the supervisor had his own surprise.
I understand you had a problem.
I had a problem during the caucus, yes.
What happened? Your name was missing?
Yes.
It didn't say Pecos Paul on the voter rolls?
It didn't say Pecos Paul.
You're the elections. You're the election supervisor. I didn't have your name on the voter roll.
The presidency could be decided right here. Republicans won New Mexico last time by barely 5,000 votes. Which voters have gone missing?
A lot of poor folk on this street. Officially, they don't exist. In fact, this whole street doesn't exist.
Low-income voters especially have been purged from voter rolls under new U.S. law. Republicans claim these purge laws are needed to prevent voter fraud. We caught up with one of the party's top anti-fraud crusaders at a Republican celebration. Lawyer Pat Rogers singled out ACORN, a Democratic Party-linked group.
Are the Democrats using fraudulent means to stuff the voter rolls and steal the election?
My experience in Albuquerque with the ACORN group is that they were involved in serious registration fraud. My experience in Albuquerque with the elections over the last few years have indicated that there have been isolated instances of voter fraud.
It's true that several ACORN workers were convicted of making up fake names for the voter rolls because they were paid for each name they collected. But there's no evidence that any fictional voter actually cast a ballot. Rogers still fears they'll appear in November.
If you're going to go to this effort and this expanse of having fraudulent people registered, why would you do that? People say that there is no fraud here. There is.
I drove into Detroit to investigate whether Republican plans to stop fraudulent voters might also capture innocent victims of the economic crisis. In Michigan, 62,000 families now face losing their homes to foreclosure on their mortgages. In neighborhoods like this, half the houses have been repossessed.
This house here is vacant. I mean, they're nice houses. Look at this house.
This is Robert Pratt. Nice house right here. He's next on the list.
This house here is vacant. Yeah, it's empty. This house is empty.
That makes it impossible for you to sell your house.
To sell any house. This house is vacant. Then you look across the street over there. Those houses are vacant. I work straight with no overtime, no off days. I'm talking 7 days a week, 8 hours a day. Yes.
So you're trying to get these buildings.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to build. I want. I mean, look at our neighborhood. Our neighborhoods are starting to look like a battle zone.
As the neighborhood spun down into poverty and violence, his son, just 12 years old, playing in the backyard, was shot dead by a stray bullet.
This is my son. This is my son here. This is Robert.
He's lost his son, his home, and now he could lose his vote. A reporter for the Michigan Messenger wrote that the local Republican chairman told the journalist that his party would challenge residents right at the polling station to stop them from voting if their names are on a foreclosure list. The Republicans now deny this, but the Michigan Messenger sticks by its story.
There's another issue. If you lose this house, there is an allegation that the Republican Party
don't want us to vote. And that's not how, I mean, that's like saying we're not a United States citizen anymore. You know, we lose our house, we lose our right to vote. That's not right. That's not fair.
This is the second time this family has faced foreclosure. Last time, they were thrown out by a company called Trot and Trot, a firm that evicts more than 100 Michigan homeowners every day.
Trot and Trot? I mean, come on, that's a mortgage company that here in Michigan that then got a lot of people's and put a lot of people's out on the street. I mean, to a lot of homeowners, that's like an enemy.
'Cause there'll be hard times.
Home after home after home. Foreclosed, boarded up, abandoned. But in an exclusive enclave nearby, there are no boards over the windows. These go for $10 million apiece.
Money.